finally today. Maybe you graduated this month. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you feel really confused about life right now, about life, love, who you want to be. Maybe that just means you are a teenager. And if so, Khalid has your anthem.
Send me your location. Let's focus on communicating, 'cause I just need the time and place to come through.
That is Location from Khalid Robinson's debut album, American Teen. And he wrote that song while he was a senior in high school. That's just one reason he's been called a pop prodigy by Rolling Stone magazine and counts people like Sir Elton John among his fans. But another reason, though, is that while his lyrics are very much of the moment, the themes, belonging, love, loneliness, loss, are timeless.
Take advantage, don't leave my heart damaged. To understand that things go a little bit better when you plan it.
And even though Khalid's album is blowing up the charts, he hasn't gotten too big to credit his biggest influence, his mom. She is also a singer. She performed with the U.S. Army Chorus. And when we heard that, we asked if we could visit with both of them together. And Khalid, yes, he does just use one name, is on tour. He's with us from his hotel room in St. Louis. Khalid, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Khalid's mom, Linda Wolf, joins us from member station KTEP in El Paso, Texas. Linda Wolf, mom, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
And congratulations on all of your son's success. I'm going to give you credit.
And you should.
So, Khalid, let me start with you. You are on tour right now. And I know, well, as an Army kid, you're used to moving around a bit. But I have to ask, though, is it a little bit hard to be away from home?
It does get a little bit stressful because when I used to move around, I moved around with family. Now I'm moving around alone. A lot of the friends that I have back home, too, we're kind of disconnected a little bit, but I just can't wait until I have this show in El Paso in around 2 weeks.
Well, you didn't live in El Paso that long, as I recall, right? I mean, isn't that part of what motivated the album? Do I have that right? I mean, that you had just gotten transferred there in your senior year, which is kind of tough. Was it junior year or senior year? I forget.
It was my senior year, and it was very tough, but I felt like it just gave me a sense of realization that I needed. It was just the fact that a lot of things that we surround ourselves with are temporary only if we allow them to be. And a lot of the old friends that I had in New York were temporary and they fell off. But I met a lot of lifelong friends in El Paso who helped me be in the career that I am right now. If I didn't move to El Paso, my life wouldn't be where it is right now.
Why do you think that is?
Because the moment that I moved to El Paso, that drive of just loneliness really allowed me to just find comfort within myself. And when I found that comfort within myself, I began writing. And when I began writing, I began singing my own songs. And El Paso is really responsible for that.
Living a good life full of goodbyes. My eyes are on the gray sky, saying I don't want to come home tonight. Yeah, and I'm higher up off wood. I don't even remember, but my friend passed out in the override. Oh, I'm from the city of the 915, where all the girls are pretty and they're down for the high.
Linda, let's turn to you. Haven't forgotten about you here. Did you know all this was in him? This gift, these thoughts, these ideas, did you know that was in there?
To an extent. I knew that he was, you know, very gifted vocally. You know, I knew that he was a very smart and bright kid. But the writing skills, I didn't know that he had that. DNA is a powerful thing.
Tell it, Mom.
And I'm so, so, so proud. I mean, just sitting back here, just listening to him and how he just describes his journey, I can see his growth.
And he's also very honest. Let's play 18, shall we? And talk about that. Here it is.
Woke up falling through to light this morning, but I think I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Damn, my car still smells like marijuana. My mom is gonna kill me. Gonna kill me.
Okay, so Khalid, anything you wanna share?
So I am very honest, and I am very honest with my mom.
Yes.
When I moved out of the house. And my mom and I, we have trust within each other, because at one time in our life, we were kind of all that we had. And so she let me go out. I didn't really tell her everything that I was doing when I went out, but mom always knows. I'm pretty sure she knew that I was going out, I was having fun, I was doing stuff that I shouldn't be doing. But as long as she trusted that I was responsible and that I was going to make the right decisions, I feel like that's all that really mattered.
Elena, anything you want to, when you hear this song, especially if you hear it on the radio, do you go, oh boy?
No, I definitely cherish the relationship that I have with my son, and I raised him to be self-expressive and to make good choices. So he was very, very smart to not let me find out he was doing all those things that he was doing. So he made smart choices at the time. 'Cause I was 18 and I still live with my parents. Yeah,
they weren't like yours, but yours were more understanding. But Khalid, there's something you wrote in the pamphlet to the album that I wanted to read. You said, "I sing with the voice of individuals who have a hard time expressing how they feel. The individuals who are just like me, not necessarily because they don't know how to express themselves, but because they're afraid no one will listen." That's quite a statement. Where did that come from?
So for me, when I grew up, I never really had an outlet when it came to my social surroundings. And I felt like when I wanted to talk to either, if it was teachers, a lot of the teachers wouldn't listen to my problems because I felt like a lot of people thought that just because I was young, that my problems weren't problems. I feel like a lot of people keep the fact that, you know what, like youth, you know, they're not really going through anything because they're not 25 yet. But at the same time, a 25-year-old can go through the same form of heartbreak as a 35-year-old and as a 15-year-old, you know? Love crosses all boundaries. And so I felt like it was necessary for me to talk about the problems that I went through when it involved love, not only just to speak to people who were young, just to speak to people in general, people who felt the love but didn't know how to express how they felt to someone else. And now it's as easy as, okay, let me play them this song to tell them everything that I wanted to say to them.
As time passes, I feel so low. Searching for peace is covering up the holes. I fight for your love, I fight for your soul. I throw all of my cares away for you. I'll be there to wait for you.
Before we let you go, Lid, I wanted to ask, is there a song that you and Khalid like to sing together, since both of you are singers? Did you ever do that?
Oh,
did you sing at home?
We have tons.
Really? Give us a little sample.
What are you thinking, Khalid? You want to do SWV?
Are you taking lead or am I taking
lead? I'm taking lead, of course. Okay, here we go.
I get so weak in the knees. I can finally speak.
No, Mom, you're doing it wrong.
No, what are you doing?
You're in a different key. You're definitely in a different key.
I started the key. So how are you? How are we in a different key if I started it?
I start the key. Ready? I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control. Something takes over me. I forget the rest.
See?
That was nice, though. We got to hear the two of you together for a minute. Well, thank you both so much. Mom, since your son's so busy and traveling around, and do you have any advice or mom words for him before we all go our separate ways for today?
Thank you for that. I just want him to get the rest that he needs. I know he loves his fans, but he just needs to get as much rest as he possibly can. So, and call Mama more.
Thank you.
That was Linda Wolf. Her son Khalid Robinson's debut album is American Teen. They were both kind enough to join us. Khalid is in St. Louis. Mom is in El Paso, Texas, their hometown. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.
We've been here before, surrounded in the cold. You take me to places I've never known, and you push me to places.